If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt once and for all. And if your finances are still paying for past sins from our past flatlined economy, thankfully we're on the upswing in this economy. I'm feeling ever hopeful. No doubt you're in there with me too, but if you still have those bills piling up just a bit, you got to tap those things down. You're in the right place, and you are not alone. Not by a long shot, guys. Thanks for hanging out. And a huge welcome again to all of our newest affiliates, courtesy of the BizTalk Radio Network. We have picked up a fabulous handful of stations in the last month or so. We are just thrilled and honored, and thank you so much for tuning in from our flagship station here in Philadelphia to our syndicated stations coast to coast. We are saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you are not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us because that's just the type of team player I am. So I'm thinking about later in the hour, we've got a couple of fabulous things going on. First of all, half past the hour, John Harriet is back from his tour, his fabulous cruising. It came back unbelievably tan. I look like an albino next to him. It's really something. It's not pretty. But he'll be back at half past the hour for another Dad and Daughter Talk real estate segment. And then coming up also, Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp joining us via our newsmaker line. I love that series so much. It was so much fun. I've seen the first one. I've only seen bits and pieces of the second. And the third, Pitch Perfect, is coming out later on this year. And she is just adorable. I had a great little chance to talk to her just a couple of minutes ago, and her interview comes up later on in the hour. And it's all good, but it got me thinking. All the various ways that we need to just chill out and relax this summer. First of all, we finally got a good smack of summertime-like temperatures here in the Philadelphia area last week. Not sure if you guys had the same thing in your neck of the woods. We got a great taste of summer last week, and it got me thinking about great summertime activities. You've already got the moms and the grandmoms, the dads and the granddads, you know, thinking about what they're doing for their summer break. Maybe they're involving family. Maybe there's kids they want to take a vacation, grandkids they want to have over to the house, you know, family members, nieces, nephews. And the money that people feel like they have to spend on that is just crazy. You don't. You've got a lot of parents out there planning the summertime activities for the kids. Maybe they have to do a little bit of working. Maybe they, you know, are going to be out of the house. They need the kids taken care of. And on the flip side of that, they're thinking about vacation plans. They're thinking about getting away once the kids are out of school, once the grandkids are out of school. They're thinking about taking a trip somewhere. And already I'm getting questions, really good questions, great recommendations about ways to get away this summer without breaking the bank. Everybody loves a change of pace. It's fun. It's great to do. A lot of times, unfortunately, it's also breaking the bank. So I put the word out asking for our listeners coast to coast to send in their ideas for fabulously fun, amazing, frugal getaways. Frugal meaning you have a spectacularly luxurious, amazing time, but you don't spend a heck of a lot of money. And you guys did not disappoint. Again, I've got the handfuls of paper in both hands. Just, you guys are the best from listeners all over. And in no particular order, We are going to go down here. We're going to do the rundown of inexpensive, fabulous vacation getaways straight from our listeners, proven by, you know, proven in real life, real families, real fabulous people, hardworking people just like you. Great getaways that didn't break the bank. In no particular order, who sent me this? Skip Bickett's listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi. Fantastic stuff. Talking about, oh, you know who also sent us this recommendation? Great, let's see. Let's see here. The Massman family listening in from Osage Beach, Missouri. So not only Skip Bickett's and Super Talk, Mississippi stations, but also Osage Beach, Missouri, heading to Yellowstone this year. It is considered one of the best affordable destinations in the USA. And you know what? That's my first good point here. I'm just patting myself on the back here. But the first point I'm going to make here, if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're thinking about getting away for a vacation this year, stay in the United States. Stay in the United States. The world is an amazing, beautiful, incredible place. And if you want to get away for a vacation, there's no other country on earth as diverse and incredible as the United States. And you can spend the same currency. You're talking the same language. It costs a lot less to travel. For so many reasons, stick to the U.S. But this one was listed as one of the top 10 best affordable destinations in the U.S. Why do we head there? They're saying they head there. It's home to beautiful natural attractions for visitors of all ages. That's a fact. I have been there. Victor took me there pre-kids a while back. Absolutely beautiful. We've all seen pictures of Yellowstone. It doesn't come close to the reality. You see those beautiful pictures, beautiful film footage. You know, we see it on our big screen TVs. You can look up a show on Yellowstone anytime, and it is breathtaking. It is nothing close to reality. It is so gorgeous there. I cannot begin to tell you. Definitely Yellowstone, fantastic recommendation. Also, yeah, talking about the miles of hiking, skiing, if you're into that, if you can stay upright on skis, unlike myself, definitely look into the skiing. Erupting hot springs, belching mud pools. I love that. It says here, adventure seekers agree that the entrance fee is a very small price to pay for a visit to America's oldest national park. It's gorgeous, guys. I couldn't agree more. That's a brilliant one. Next up, who sent me this? Sandra Clemens, a school teacher, thank you for all you do, listening in from Oklahoma City's KGWA, who tells me that Yosemite is her favorite place to go. Yeah, Yosemite, gorgeous stuff, gorgeous, natural attractions galore, and she is into the camping. She says the low-price camping areas make it a no-brainer for her to go there every year, and it's gorgeous. Says her Yosemite offers refuge for those looking to escape the hectic urban lives. Sandra, I'm sitting here, school teacher, yeah, hectic, that definitely folds in there. Do whatever it takes to decompress over the summer. I am ready to just kiss the feet of today's teachers because they do so much for so many. Heaven knows how they stretch their personal resources to make it happen, but whatever it takes to recharge those batteries, get yourself to Yosemite, Sandra. Thanks for all that you do, and that's a fantastic recommendation. I love that. Also says your travelers can avoid high hotel rates by simply packing a tent. I'm chuckling only because I'm picturing myself packing a tent, and that would be the result. Nonstop comedy. If you are more rugged and more durable, and you face the elements better than I do, by all means, pack a tent, have fun. If not, there are also several hotels nearby that I think you can do well in. Next up, so many great suggestions. Angelo Munez, I think I'm saying this right, listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi, highly recommends New Orleans. And you know what? Angelo, you are so right. It is also considered one of the best, most affordable destinations that's out there. And one of the reasons, you know, whenever we hear the city New Orleans, we think about the hurricane from so long ago and how it's still being impacted by it. But the fact of the matter is, you get yourself to New Orleans and it's just so culturally amazing. There's no other city on the earth like New Orleans. People who go there say that. They just can't quite describe it. It's just incredible. It really pulls people in. And apparently, they still have incredible rates for getting you into the downtown. Beautiful historic hotels, restaurants, just the cuisine alone, people say, is worth the trip to New Orleans. Okay, there's historical buildings. You know, any of those old homes from the 1800s, those gorgeous, unbelievably beautifully designed, grand old homes down south. Absolutely beautiful, one-of-a-kind architecture. So many reasons to go down there. Oh, yeah. and the spicy, spicy Cajun cuisine. Yeah, apparently that's a big hit as well. Knock yourself out, because I would be down for the count if I had the spiciest of the Cajun cuisine. But other than that, that cuisine is gorgeous. It's amazing, and it tastes really good. Let's see here. It says here, okay, one of the things they say, avoid Mardi Gras if you're not looking to splurge. Apparently, going to New Orleans, from what I'm hearing here, is incredibly reasonable, except at Mardi Gras, when all of the local vendors, for very understandable reasons, they just jack up all the prices. You know why? Because they're going to get those prices for their food and their hotel room. So power to them. If you have this tradition going down there for Mardi Gras, be ready to pay more. Otherwise, hit there maybe 6 months later than that. Anytime before or after, you're going to have fantastic prices. We got time for one or two more before the break. Becky Madden, listening in from Portland, Maine, WLOB 1310, says, oh, she's got family down there. She hits Savannah. She heads down south every year, escapes the cooler, colder, I'm going to say, Portland, Maine temperatures, and heads down to Savannah, Georgia. She says it's one of the best-kept secrets of the South, another very affordable destination, and low prices. She says just one of the many, many perks of planning a trip to the city. Not to mention also, again, here, gorgeous architecture, amazing restaurants, incredible Southern food, and apparently extremely reasonable hotel rates. Now, she says she has family down there, but when there's just more family than they can take in, the nearby hotels are only too happy to help out. That's what I'm talking about. Guys, if you yourselves have fantastic places near you, and you're like, this is the best kept secret out there. My God, how come more people don't know about this? Find me. BrilliantFrugalLiving.com. Okay, go to that website, BrilliantFrugalLiving.com. From there, you got the keys to the kingdom. Text me, email me, find me on Facebook, send me your favorite budget-friendly travel destinations, and if we get enough of it, we might do a second piece here on great places to head this summer. Guys, the time is flying. Hang out for a couple of minutes. We're going to pay a couple of bills. When we get back, more fabulous budget-friendly destinations to hit this summer. You all stay tuned.
Cheap is small.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about fabulous, budget-conscious, gorgeous, amazing, luxurious vacations we can take without breaking the bank. And input from listeners has just been incredible. We're going to jump right back in here. Before the break, we were talking about Becky Madden, who sent me her fabulous tips going to Savannah, Georgia. Love that. I mean, you know what? I've been down south. I've been to Georgia. I've never been to Savannah. And now next time I'm down there, I got to hit it. Next up, Mike Porter, listening in from Tri-Cities Metro, Kingsport, Tennessee, WGOC 1320. Thank you so much for your input, Mike, telling me it's time to go to Nashville. Nashville, and you know what? You are not alone. There's a lot of people out there in your neck of the woods, and they just say that Nashville, people just have no idea how fantastic it is. We all recognize the name of the town for the fantastic music culture and the incredible offerings. I mean, the talent that comes out of Nashville is just staggering. I love the talent there. But not only is it one of the most affordable destinations in the U.S., but it's also known for offering some of the lowest hotel prices in the South. And that's saying something, because already everything's so reasonable, usually down south. To say that Nashville right then in itself is one of the lowest hotel prices in the South, that's half of your bill right there. Your wherever you're staying, your lodging costs a ton. If you have family nearby somewhere, by all means, hit them up for just hanging out. It's what we do in my family tree. We love it. Some of our most hysterical family memories are all made at cousins' houses, grandparents' houses, or when the family comes out east to Philadelphia over at our place as well. See what you can do by taking down your lodging prices by staying with family. If you have no family in the area, definitely seek out those hotel deals that will slash your total bill by hundreds when you do it right. Next best thing about Nashville, they're talking about the barbecue there. You know what? I've heard from people who absolutely swear to this, that the best barbecue they've ever had has been in Nashville, Tennessee. They go there for the music. They go there for the culture. They go there for the great people. And they come back raving about the barbecue. So that makes perfect sense. Yum. Now I'm getting hungry. Yep. Barbecue, best live music in the country. Nashville, it's saying here, allows bargain hunters a laid-back getaway without sacrificing cash and having some down-home fun. Doesn't that sound awesome, you guys? This has been the craziest week, just kicking back. I mean, I got a lot done, don't get me wrong. It's been a very productive week, so I'm patting myself on the back for that. But just the reading about this and hearing about Nashville, it's just hitting all of my happy buttons. Between fabulous barbecue, some nice slow-cooked food, incredible flavors, nice people, amazing music, Nashville is sounding dang good. What's next? Here we go. Ben Storsman, Tampa, Florida, listening in from WQYK 99.5, telling me, hey, this is cool. Key West, Florida, and I can attest to this, Key West, Florida, people have this idea in their head that it's super expensive to go there. Not so. And another reason why I love Ben's idea here, he's in Tampa, Florida. And he's recommending some place right there in his home state to visit. I dig this man. Ben, bravo. Tipping my hat to you. Wherever you have to travel, and wherever you've traveled in the past, I want you to think back to what the biggest hassles were involved. And 9 times out of 10, I'm here to tell you, people who have traveled with their families, the families that they love and they adore, they say the biggest hassles by far, you know, statistically, whatever, has been at the airports. When you have to fly somewhere, it has the potential to throw epic Hollywood-level kinks in your plans. Airports are filled with some of the nicest workers you'd ever want to meet. You know, you've never met, I mean, I would not want to be an airline attendant for all the tea in China, because I think some of those flyers out there are just nuts. They got a lot to contend with. The airline pilots, same thing. I think they're highly underrated, for lack of another, you know, oxymoron like that. But honest to God, I wish nothing against any airports or anybody who works in them. I just don't want to be in an airport when I'm traveling. When I'm doing a summer vacation, I want an airport to be non-existent. I don't need an airport. I just want to drive there. And what people oftentimes think is that, okay, summer break, summer vacation, we better fly somewhere. No. You want to know how you're going to save huge cash on your travels as it is? Don't fly anywhere. Pick somewhere in your gorgeous, amazing home state where it's just maybe a couple hours away by car, and watch the cost of that vacation plummet. You want to talk about some serious cash left in your pocket after an amazing vacation? Cut out any airfare. Make it something in your home state. I mean, I'm here in the Philadelphia area. Philadelphia is a great place to go, first of all. But you've got Gettysburg. You've got all kinds of places nearby. And people have to remember that. Hit somewhere local if you can. Ben, brilliant. Ben, listening in from Tampa, Florida's WQYK 99.5, telling me Key West, and I've been to Key West, guys. Ben's right. You know what it is, if you don't know. Key West is a chain of islands in Florida, and Key West is the southernmost island in the Florida Keys. It is relaxing. It has great attractions. The food there is amazing. The hospitality is so wonderful. And if you are looking for some place to decompress, Key West is brilliant. Key West is a phenomenal place. It is impossible to get anxious in Key West. It is impossible to get riled up and stressed out in Key West. It's something in the water supply. You can't get stressed out. Something in the air, something in the breathtaking, nothing like it, sunsets. You watch one Key West sunset. Oh, Chris is exaggerating. Go take a look at a Key West sunset and tell me I'm wrong. If you need to chillax, Key West is brilliant. I love that, Ben. Thank you. And as I mentioned, extremely affordable. You get down there and the food's fantastic and affordable. The lodgings, beautiful, like bed and breakfast type places, and they're affordable. You got to love that. I got to move on, or else you know I talk the rest of the time about Key West. Ooh, here's a good one. Okay, as I sit here talking about going to your home state, I got to bring up this one, though. It does the opposite. Sander Tux, listening in from Super Talk. Let's see. No, I beg your pardon. Listening in from WCFO 1160, the talk of the town, I should say. Listening in from Atlanta, Georgia, another one of the prettiest places on earth. Sander tells me, loves a change of pace. He's in Atlanta. He goes to Seattle, Washington. He loves the change of pace. He loves the climate. He loves the culture. And he loves how inexpensive it is. Seattle, Washington, that's a fact. I love that. We also have a couple of stations up in Seattle. So, you know, you got another reason that I absolutely adore it. Why do we go to Seattle? Tons of fun and affordable ways to explore the Emerald City. And here's my favorite. Can you hear me grinning? The world's finest coffee, they claim, and I'm willing to believe it. You can see the world's first Starbucks, peruse the Pike Place Market, stretch your legs on the trails of the Olympic Mountains. Okay, one of his warnings, so it's a little bit cold, but you know what? In the hottest days of summer, like when he's in Atlanta, heading up to Seattle is a magnificent change of pace, and you can find some phenomenal hotel deals. I love that. Next up, Portland, Oregon, home of KBNP 1340, one of my favorite long-term stations. I love you guys. Also, let's see here, who sent me this? A listener from KVWM 970 in Sholo, Arizona, telling me that he loves to go to Portland, Oregon, again, home of our KBNP 1340 station, and he camps all along the way. Portland, Oregon, named one of the most affordable destinations in the U.S., he takes it the next step by camping along the way. Takes off from Sholo, Arizona, heads north, sees the Pacific, goes to inexpensive, clean, beautiful campsites along the way. The kids love it. The kids love it. The parents love it. Both parents are teachers. Way to go. And again, thank you for all you do. The summer holds very well-deserved relaxation for you. Beautiful, beautiful heads up there. Guys, the time is flying. We got to do another one of these. We're doing another show on this next week. Send me your ideas as well. Coming up after the break, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate and Anna Camp from Pitch Perfect. You all stay tuned.
Cheap is small.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we're back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and we are half past the hour, and the star is back in the house. Having been on the cruise last couple of weeks, he is back looking tan, savage.
Drum roll.
Well-rested John Harriott joining us for our Dad and Daughter Talk real estate segment. Welcome back, sir. I look like an albino next to you. You got the savage tan going there.
My goodness gracious, we certainly do. My vitamin D quotient is up.
I look like a vampire.
I wish this was television so we could show the color.
Just how albino I am. Welcome back to the show,
okay,
sir.
Okay, thank you, Chrissy. I appreciate the chance to speak to your listeners, and now we're on 62 stations around the country.
God bless BizTalk. It's all good.
And I know we have a recent addition in San Antonio.
Correct.
And for the folks in San Antonio, folks out in San Francisco won't like what I'm going to say, but I've been a San Antonio Spurs fan for a long time.
Nice.
Since the days of Tim Duncan and David Robinson, Tony Parker, now they got Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi got knocked out of the playoffs on what I think is a dirty play here a couple of nights ago. I think the Spurs got clobbered by the Golden State Warriors. And by the way, Golden State has got an amazing team. Got one of my favorite players on there, too, Andre Iguodala, who played for the 76ers for years and years and years. But anyway, I digress. What are our loyal listeners and fans coming up with in the way of questions for things they'd like to talk about on...
Your loyal listeners are really digging what you've been saying lately, and they're finding... We're here in the Philadelphia area, but coast to coast, we're getting feedback from other listeners that they are encountering the same sort of phenomenon we are, where they drive through a neighborhood, maybe just one or two days a week, maybe on the weekends, and they're finding in 1 week's time... There's been a for sale sign put on the lawn, and now there's a sold sign, where last week there wasn't even a for sale sign. So I was getting feedback from people, and this is going on a lot of different places. Some areas, the real estate market isn't quite as hot yet, but it really seems to be sputtering to life, no matter where they are. Love them or hate them, there's some great aspects to Trump's presidency when it comes to business, you know, indicators. And they just need, is now the time to get into the market if they're thinking about selling? Should they wait until the market's even hotter? Should they base it on other sort of indicators? If now's the time that they're thinking about getting into it, should they wait until later when more homes are on the market, or should they get in now? Just how do they get into the process? How do they turn all of these facts and figures they're hearing and turn it into actionable advice?
Yep. Well, folks, in most parts of the country, and by the way, if you'd like to get some specific guidance, I'm only licensed to practice real estate in Pennsylvania and Delaware. So if you got a representation situation in Pennsylvania or Delaware, I can help you out there. But I can certainly help you out with general direction and guidance for the rest of the country.
Yep.
And if you're interested in finding a real good agent, I'll actually do that research for you and come up with somebody that I think would be good for whatever it is you want to do. So, Chrissy, give them the number for the Dad and Daughter
Absolutely.
Talk Real Estate Hotline.
Anytime, guys. Call or text 484-574-4088.
Yeah, once again, that's 484-574-4088. Leave us a message. Say, hey, John, give me a shout back. Got something I'd like to kick around with you. And if you're looking for an agent, I will be glad to do the research for you and recommend somebody. Doesn't mean you have to use them, but it would be something that I have done a lot of spade work for you on. To always recommend somebody that is acceptable. My advice for people in the Northeast, and this would hold true in most parts of the country, that now is absolutely the best time we're going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to buy that first house or to make that move up buy. Now, there are some parts of the country where that is not good advice. Last time I looked, believe it or not, North Dakota has actually got declining house prices.
Well, they had that phenomenon.
And I think that's because the oil field boom is lacking off some. So now the conditions in North Dakota might be a little bit different from that most of the rest of the country. But for most of the rest of the country, now is the best time you're going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetimes to make that move. And what you need is to get yourself a good real estate agent who has got his or her smarts together and can guide you in this path, because there's lots and lots of pitfalls. But my recommendation always is, and I say if you want to give me a call, I'd be glad to help you out with that. But I'd suggest call the local Keller Williams office. I do believe that in almost every part of the country, we have the best group of agents, and that's shown by our sales success over the years that we've been expanding. You know, for example, we came into the Philadelphia area 7 or 8 years ago, and we're a strong number two or number one in our sales area in every spot where we got a market center. But get yourself a hold of a good realtor, get him or her out to your house, and then say, look, here's what I want to accomplish. I want to buy my first house at the absolute lowest price. How can you help me? And then sit there and listen. What's their program going to be?
Yep.
Or listen, I want to sell the present house I've got and move up to the next house that I want to live in for the rest of my time. My family is growing up, and say, okay, what's your program to help me? And interview at least two, preferably three or four realtors, and get yourself one that you really feel comfortable with who has described a good program for you.
I like that.
Yep. The reason I say now is the best time we're going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetime is prices have gone up fairly dramatically in a lot of the country.
Yeah.
And the prediction is that for the next several years, prices are going to continue to go up at like 3-3.5% a year, which is really the average rate of price increase of homes in the United States and Canada for the last several years. We had a great big blip from about 1996 up to 2006, driven by crazy lending policies that were forced on us by the federal government. Topic for another show, perhaps. And we had a strong recovery. We had a strong price decline period from 2006 to 2012. Most parts of the country, we have pretty much recovered from that. I think we're 100% recovered from it in the Northeast now. But you're probably recovered from that in most parts of the country. And again, a realtor can give you some good insight into that. But interest rates are still amazingly low, guys. Amazingly low. And actually, contrary to my expectations, interest rates have actually gone down in recent months. I guess a year ago, you could probably get a 30-year mortgage loan, no points, for 3.5%.
Okay.
Now it's probably in the high threes, maybe low fours. But those interest rates are still amazingly low when you look at history. Only in the last 5 or 6 years in our history have mortgage interest rates been below 6%. So it's still an amazingly good deal. So now is the time for almost every part of the country to make that move. And get a hold of your realtor and say, look, here's what I want to do. I want to get that first home at an absolute bargain basement price, and I need to find myself a fixer-upper. I'm willing to do a lot of work on my own.
Yep.
I want to sell my present house and move into a bigger one because the family has gotten bigger. I need a little different school district. Tell me how you're going to get the highest price for me for my house, and then tell me how you're going to get the lowest price for the house that I'm going to be moving into.
Excellent.
But you need yourself a good real estate agent as the first stop to get yourself on that road. Don't try to do it on your own. For example, if you have a beautiful house and you think the real estate market is hot, and you say, well, why should I give a real estate agent 6% to sell my house? I put a sign in the front yard. People are going to be beating the door down, and I will get as much money for it as a real estate agent will. Probably not.
They all lived happily ever after.
Probably not.
Another fairy tale.
Yep. Now, National Association of Realtors publishes statistics every year on what the average price is of houses that are sold by people without realtors and the average prices of houses sold with realtors. And every year the number comes out to be the price for houses sold with realtors is somewhere between 10 and 20% higher than houses sold without realtors. So that 10 to 20% more is more than enough to pay a real estate commission. Plus, there are legal pitfalls that a realtor can protect you from. So get yourself a good realtor to get that house on the market and get the highest price for it.
I love that.
Yep.
That's so smart.
It's a whale of a lot of work to get a house sold. Now, if somebody wants to try it on their own for a couple of weeks and see how much work it is, go ahead, be my guest. But 70% of the people who try to sell a house on their own wind up listing with a realtor. So my advice is get yourself a good realtor, interview two or three or four, and find the one who can do the best job for you. For whatever it is you want to accomplish.
And the stress is ridiculous. I mean, it's not just the hassle of trying to sell it on yourself. It's the additional stress of having people beating down your door with nefarious intentions regarding your house.
Yep.
It's having to pose it. It's having to get it ready on the internet, which you can't do the same way a realtor can, just for so many reasons. For your own sake, for the sake of your pocketbook, your sanity, your household peace, you know, quiet, get a realtor taken care of and doing all this heavy lifting for you. It just makes perfect sense.
Yep, and I tell you what, folks, if you are getting set to sell your house, make sure when your realtor comes out that you ask him, listen, are you going to put a virtual tour or a video of my house on the internet?
It's amazing how
when
many
you have
don't.
It listed? Only 10% of the houses that are for sale have a virtual tour, and that gives you an immense advantage. And if people say virtual tour, blink, blink, what is that? I would say suggest you move on.
It's a 24/7 open house for your house at its cleanest, at its brightest. No one's coming through your house, and you don't have strangers in your home, and yet they get to see every corner of it in its beauty at its best.
Yep.
And no one, it's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, and are you going to do things like, are you going to make a website for my house so people can look at it 24/7? That's got location information, community information, school information, how to contact the realtor. Pictures, aerial shots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You need all that to really compete on the internet marketing stage today, and find yourself a realtor who's going to provide all of that for you. Another hot item is some people now are buying drones and putting pictures up over. I haven't gotten to that part
yet, but I may.
But the virtual tour is really very, very important in getting the maximum exposure for your house. So, bottom line, folks, now is the best time we're going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to either buy that first house or sell the present house and make that move up buy. And in order to guide you through all the intricacies of that, you really need to get yourself a good realtor. Call us at 484-574-4088. We can help talk you through that, give you some advice, do some pre-screening for you. Or if you're in Philadelphia area or Delaware, give me a call. I can handle that for you. And Chrissy, thank you very much for having me on the show again, and we are done.
We'll be back next weekend, and coming up after the break, none other than Pitch Perfect Freeze, Anna Camp, joining us. You all stay tuned.
Cheap and small, not too steep.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Nagopian Show, and I'm grinning ear to ear because, as promised, Miss Anna Camp from one of my favorite movies, the Pitch Perfect series, joining us via our Newsmaker line. How are you doing today?
Kristen, thank you so much for having me.
Are you kidding? My pleasure. You are one busy lady. You've got movies, you've got projects, you've got all kinds of things going on. Tell us a little bit about what you're working with now, especially with the NST project.
Yes, I do. I am super busy these days, and it's really nice to come to New York. I'm actually in the middle of Manhattan right now coming to you from the NEST, and we are here celebrating the relaunch of their brand, and it's all about less is more. There's less ingredients, there's no artificial flavors, no high fructose corn syrup. It's super delicious, and people can go actually to nesty.com to get a free taste of the new tea. Just about downsizing and just having that real less is more, connecting to your own inner joy philosophy, which is something that I am definitely all about.
Oh, my gosh. And you touch on so many important points there, because honest to God, first of all, the summer is here far earlier than I ever expected. It feels like it's been winter up until April. Now, suddenly it's going to be 90 degrees this week, and no one loves iced tea more than I do. But you bring up an important point. I mean, I've got two kids, and they, if they had their way, it would be high fructose corn syrup first, water second as the next, ingredient. So the tea,
no.
Just the lighter drinks are so much better. What's been your feedback from people when you're introduced to this concept?
Everybody's been really excited about it. I was really happy to work with NEST tea because as a kid growing up in the South, we would always have tea, and it reminds me of like my childhood, sitting on my front porch with my grandma and like
yes.
having iced tea. And it's just something that you can close your eyes and you can really connect to that joy. And the tea is absolutely delicious. I love it so much. It comes in, there's a peach flavored, which is my personal favorite. Being from the South, we love our peaches. It's just really refreshing and wonderful and also good for you.
Yum. And you know what? If you can combine hydration with just that light bit of caffeine that I so adore, I mean, that's just a 1-2 punch that always goes right in my house, especially with two kids running around. You nailed it. So in addition to your wonderful NEST tea project, you've got a heck of a lot of other projects going on. Can I tell you something? When I was bragging about having you on the air, social media just lit up like crazy. You've got such a huge fan base out there. Everything you're in, people love you in. My personal favorite, because I've got a young daughter as well, who loves singing, Pitch Perfect. My daughter could quote every line you say in that movie. She was so excited to hear that. I got major brag-worthy rights with my own daughter. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming Pitch Perfect movie, if you would, and when that's going to be hitting theaters.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, please tell your daughter thank you for being a fan. That always means the world to me. Yeah, Pitch Perfect 3, we just wrapped it. We shot it in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's going to be awesome. There is so much singing, so much dancing. We're really focusing on the girls and getting back to that core heart of the film, which is what the first film was really about. I mean, it's going to be really funny. There's lots of adventure. We're traveling the world this time, which is really exciting. And there's lots of fun cameos, and I hope everybody laughs a lot.
I love that. And you know what? Every person who has watched that movie, they seem to know some personality in their own life that fit one of the person. This person looked exactly like that. It's hysterical. There's a reason why it was such a huge hit and why Pitch Perfect 3 will no doubt be a huge hit as well. When we were talking about, again, the fact that it's summer, out of nowhere, in all of your busy projects, you've got so much on your plate. And summertime, whether you and I want to or not, it's a time to kick back and keep it simple, just to recharge the batteries. What are your thoughts on keeping it simple this summer, just kind of enjoying the season and putting that go, go, go button on hold just a bit?
Yeah, like you said, like I live in LA and I'm constantly in my car, like driving to and from auditions and meetings, and like I feel very lucky that that's happening. But sometimes you get crazy, you know, and you get like too much and you just want to calm down. So I miss my dog. I didn't get to be with my dog when I was shooting the movie. So right now when I'm home, I like to take him for long hikes and just be in the sun. And the two of us together, it's like, it's so fun. He's like my little best friend. And you know, just being with my family, I got married about 8 months ago.
Yes.
So we're still in that like newlywed phase. So truly like my happiest times are when I'm just like with my husband and my dog, being outside and just enjoying life and connecting to that real true joy. And those are the most important things in life.
Oh, you are so right. And that, again, completely nails it. There's so many conflicting messages out there. You should be doing this with your time. You should be doing that with your attention, everything else. But it really is going back to old school, just kind of balancing things out if you can. Well, there's the word. It's balancing. How do we go about balancing anything these days?
Set your cell phone down. You know what I mean? Like, stop texting everybody and looking on everything and designate certain times for that, because it can really like clutter your brain and your mind and things.
I love it. It's so true. It is absolutely, you know, we have all of these gadgets and we're grateful for something, but it's such a double-edged sword, isn't it? We have access to all this information, so we feel like we have to be accessing it all the time, and that simply isn't the case. What else are you doing this summer to keep things chilled?
Let's see. Well, I like to read. I'm going to be doing some reading and sitting on my front porch.
Nice.
I definitely just got back from a lovely vacation, which was really nice. I do lots of swimming. I love being out in the sun. And I love cooking and being in my kitchen. And I just really, I love to garden. I just saw some flowers that are home right now. I'm in New York, but they're waiting for me to come pot them.
Oh,
so
great.
I need to like do those things. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's why I love a good garden. And I vow to you, people on the air, they know me. They know that if I go near a garden, I will immediately kill it. I love flowers. I love all growing things. I will destroy anything near any garden I touch. It's my special superpower.
Oh, no.
I promise you not to go near your garden.
You
I will enjoy it.
Find some plants that can't be killed.
Yeah, those are the plastic ones on my porch right now, and they're doing very well. So I appreciate that. It's all true. You have been such a role model for so many people out there. You've got the balance. You've got the wonderful marriage that you're putting in the forefront. You've got the relationships, the career. There's so much noise coming at you from all directions, and it's been a busy couple of years for you, to say the least. If you could go back just a couple of years' time and tell your couple of years younger self a couple of things that they didn't know then, what would it be? What would you say to do? What would you say the best bit of advice you'd give to your younger self, if I may ask?
I think the best advice I would give myself would be to go ahead and start relaxing earlier, because it took me a long time to realize that I didn't need to race around and do everything and go to every dinner or party or always have every moment of my time filled, but to take some time to really enjoy your life, you know, because today is all we have, so we know, and tomorrow you never know, but really take today and make every day as special as you can. And really listen and follow your own bliss. I think that's something that I would tell myself to relax more, I think.
Isn't that the truth? And nothing like a nice cup of iced tea to do that with as well. So you've come around full
Absolutely.
Circle beautifully. This was meant for you. You've got such a huge fan base, coast to coast. Give them a quick shout out if you would, because they were going bananas when I was bragging about having you on the air. They love you. It's just wonderful. What are your words for them?
I just want to say thank you so much for people who enjoy my work. You know, if I can make people laugh or feel something when I'm telling a story through my acting, I'm doing my job right. And if people respond to it, then I am super lucky. to have them liking what I do. So thank you so much for everything.
My pleasure. Oh, my. Anna Camp taking a less is more approach and getting more done than ever as a result. Thank you so much for joining us. You got an open mic here whenever you want it. Go get them. We will be waiting eagerly for your next work. We can't wait to see it.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Oh, thanks. And you do the same.
Good stuff. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.